my new position will be with Premier Citrus Apps, which is a piece of the Premier Citrus operation located in Vero Beach. And I'll be working with the group at Premier on further testing and commercialization of strategies to control HLB in the field in infected trees. The CRDF is a phenomenal organization and a great model for how an industry can step forward and build their own destiny. So it's been a real pleasure for me to work with the foundation. I joined when it was about 1 year old, and a lot of the hard work had been done. And so since then, it's been a pleasure to be involved with a great board, committees representing the industry, representing some of the other agencies around the state, and most importantly, you know, working with the growers to use their funding and other dollars that they were able to leverage to discover knowledge and work towards solutions to HLB. So I feel it's been a privilege to try to coordinate that effort and work in the interface between scientists who are actually, you know, very dedicated to finding solutions and trying to direct them in the ultimate delivery, and that is to put new tools and new technologies in the hands of growers at this really difficult time in Florida citrus. We're living the challenge of what HLB has meant to this industry daily, and you know, we all wake up every day wondering if we're going to learn something more today. So on one hand, it's been great to work in that interface between the research and the industry. I've said it many times, as have others, that the pace of advancement of the research, unfortunately, is slower than the advancement of the disease. And so the biggest challenge is trying to keep people's expectations that progress is being made, great science is being conducted, and we're pushing relentlessly to speed up the delivery of those solutions. And sometimes that's not as quick or as possible as those who need it. So maybe the challenge is to watch the decline of the industry while we're trying to get solutions as quickly as possible. I think the biggest thing to look forward to is that Premier has been working in the background for several years to develop a combination of materials and recently some technology that they believe when put together could be implemented in a 12 to 18 month period into the field and to be adopted more widely in the industry as it shows itself to be promising. So I think the excitement that I have and the energy to join this group is that they can act quickly. It's a company that's got the resources. They have a footprint in Florida citrus that's pretty widespread. They grow grapefruit. They have a packing house. They also grow a lot of oranges. And they have a lot of strategic partners that will allow us to move this forward. And probably the most important thing for me is we're going to prove that this works or that it can't work as quickly as possible so that if it's successful, it can be implemented commercially in Florida as quickly as possible. You know, this industry has survived for centuries because of resilience, and it's being challenged today as it never has been. And so for those who are able to hang in there, look around for the successes that are starting to show themselves in the industry. And they're not necessarily just the big growers that are seeing some positive things from, for example, the recovery of Valencia groves around the state. And so we need to look for positive signs amid all these challenges, including, you know, what Hurricane Irma did in 2017. So I'd say stay the course, follow what's going on out in the field and where new practices seem to be showing progress, adopt those, continue to experiment on your own blocks and hang in there because the industry is going to rebound and hopefully it'll be a mix of small to large growers that either have weathered it or can re-enter by replanting when things look more positive and less risky.